physical nature of everyone born into this world is to constantly seek pleasure from everything and everyone. So this tendency for seeking sense gratification enters into spiritual life also when one goes from material life to spiritual life. When we chant the holy names, what is expected is that one pays attention to the holy name and hears the holy name attentively and seeks shelter of the Lord while reciting such a name by asking Him for resignation from service to Maya and engagement in the new opportunity for engagement in service of Krishna. So Prabhupada writes to a devotee in one of the letters, chanting literally means, please Krishna, give me relief from service to Maya and engage me in your service. Because Krishna is in charge of both the departments. Krishna is the master of Maya Devi also. So if he wishes so, he can give us freedom from Maya's department and engage us directly in his service. But because of our pleasure-seeking tendency is very strong, and it seems it's almost difficult to get through this and get entrance into Krishna's service and derive some joy immediately, then one wants to take a shorter route, which is called as sense gratification. One immediately goes to the path of sense gratification, which is which seems to be quicker and easier for one to approach. This is the reason we can see restlessness in people when they chant the holy name, even in the early stages. Sometimes you find as soon as a person chants, you give him a mala, he sits, he chants some 5-10 mantras, immediately wants to stand up and look there, see here, see there. He wants to do some other activity. Because Lord Krishna says, Nahi kashchit chanamapi jatvishyate karmakrut. He says, one moment also the living entity cannot keep quiet. He has to be active. Active in what? If he is not active in remembrance of Krishna, then he has to be active in something else. Lord Krishna himself says that. Actually, the only truth is Lord Himself. He is the only reality. And all other so-called truths are all relative to that one absolute truth. Kunti Maharani is praying, Namasye Purusham Tu Adyam Ishwaram Prakrite Param Alakshyam Sarva Bhutanam Antarvahiravastitam. My dear Krishna, you are seated in the heart of everyone as a super soul. And you are also Bahiravastitam. Externally you are situated as the Virat Purusha. And internally you are situated as Antaryami. What else is there in this creation? Lord is inside and Lord is outside. Lord is near. Tad dure tad vantike. Lord is very far away in the spiritual world. And Lord is also very near to us, right next to the soul. So wherever you go, the Lord follows you. Just like when you walk on the road, wherever you go, the moon also follows you. You can see that. Whether you are here or you are 100 kilometers away. Similarly, the Lord follows us and He is the only truth who is very firmly and strongly existing in this creation. All other truths are changing truths and they appear, stay for some time and disappear. But the Lord is a eternal, indestructible truth. And without blinking, the Lord is constantly watching the soul's activity. If one can get this realization, then one will not waver his mind, allow his mind to waver, to go to something else, some other subject other than the Lord Himself. Because if we allow the mind to go somewhere else, yes, we can allow, we will go here, we will go there, different places. At last we have to come back to the Lord only, either in this lifetime or after a million lifetimes. So the question is, why not do it now? Why to wander here and there for a million lifetimes and then come to Him? So when one chants the holy name, one should remember this fact, that I am seeking service at Krishna's feet and I have to be relieved from Maya service, otherwise Maya service will only make me more and more sorrowful. Maya service will only make me frustrated more and more. And we have had enough of this for millions of lifetimes in the past. We have experience of this from the past and from the present. So one should keep this in mind. And there is nowhere else to go. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in one of his songs, where will you go? You may fly to countries abroad. You may set up a new business. You may have some big ambitions and achieve them in life. But at last, again and again, you have to come back to the old age, disease and death, he says. That is like a whirlpool. Again and again, you will come back to the same thing, he says, birth after birth. So one should understand that the temporary glitterings of this world should be kept aside while chanting the holy name. And one should give up the restlessness and flickering of the mind and just to be in the audience of the Lord, at least for that period of time during chanting. Otherwise, we are simply distracting our mind to go elsewhere. And we will be gradually dragged to the feet of the Lord in the time to come. If you don't want that now, it will eventually happen in this lifetime or future lifetimes. So let us remember this fact. The Jiva, the Lord, and the one which connects between them is the Holy Name. These are the real truths and everything else is illusory.